Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea continues its aggression towards South Korea. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau reports.
North Korea continues to take aim at the ocean. The isolated communist state fired more than 80 artillery shells into the sea over an 8.5-hour period today, a response to ongoing South Korean military drills across the border. This a day after North Korea fired more than 100 shells into the water. Some landed in a buffer zone between the two Koreas, and the South is calling that a violation of a 2018 agreement. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The federal government has delayed its enforcement of Real ID by 2 years, giving Americans more time to get ID cards that comply with security requirements. DHS announced the full enforcement date was pushed from May of 2023 to May of 2025. It's election day again in Georgia, and the final Senate seat will be determined between Republican Herschel Walker and Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock.
The justice of the peace before we can change our minds. We're a little bit crazy, aren't we?
Yeah, she's a whole lot crazy, and I'm not at all. That averages out to just a little.
Two-time Emmy-winning actress of the sitcom Cheers and the comedy Veronica's Closet, Kirstie Alley, has died. She was 71. Her passing was announced Monday night by her children. President Biden is planning a trip to Mexico City next month for his first scheduled foreign trip of 2023. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is also expected to attend the North American Leaders Summit, sometimes known as the Three Amigos Summit. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Department of Homeland Security announced Monday an extension of temporary protection status for Haitians in the United States, shielding them from deportation by an additional 18 months. Haitians who entered the United States after November 6, however, remain ineligible and could be subject to removal. Georgia election officials are discouraging moves by the Democratic National Committee to move up their state in the 2024 primary, complicating President Biden's attempt to alter election procedures. The Supreme Court of the United States heard arguments Monday over a business being forced to do something they don't want to do. Tim Berg in our Phoenix Bureau has the latest.
The Supreme Court is signaling it may side with the web designer who's opposed to creating wedding websites for same-sex couples because it's a conflict of her religious beliefs. Lori Smith is at the center of this case. She spoke after oral arguments on Fox News.
The right to speak freely is guaranteed to each and every one of us, and a win for me is a win for everybody.
The court is expected to issue a decision on the case at some point before its term wraps up in June. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The man who shot Lady Gaga's dog walker back in 2021 and took her two French bulldogs was given a 21-year prison sentence Monday in Los Angeles, California. James Howard Jackson pleaded no contest to one count of attempted murder. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, we're going to get back on track. It really does start with the truth, ladies and gentlemen. You know, our culture is, it really speaks to what Jesus said, that the truth will set you free. And in this age of disinformation, cancel culture, fake news, all that we're dealing with, let me ask you, do you have a sense of more freedom or less freedom? You know, you can't even have freedom of speech anymore, because if you do, you're going to get canceled, offend somebody. I mean, and what that does to us in terms of what God intended for us to be, it limits our development, our maturity, our intellect in the process of not being able to speak, you know, to speak freely. And Jesus said the truth will set you free. And so I ask you, are you feeling very free today? And how are you doing when it comes to truth? Well, Father Robert Spitzer is with us. He's a Jesuit priest and author, and he joins us now to talk about this, you know, this freedom of truth and all its benefits. Father Spitzer, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be with you again.
Well, yes, exactly. Well, you know, here it is. We've got a culture that has been bombarded, as I was mentioning in the intro, with fake news. All this has been going on for, you know, it seems like it's been going on for decades. It's kind of been a slow creep, but now, you know, it's like, forget about the curtain. The veil is torn back, and here it is. We're being treated like, as they say, the proverbial mushrooms kept in the dark and, you know, fed all kinds of manure here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and now we're on the Indianapolis Speedway. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, there's so much fiction around these, you know, moral issues and even the religious issue that trying to wade through it is very, very difficult, especially for our young people.
Exactly.
Who just, you know, can't absorb, you know, all the various, you know, facts and meanings behind all the changing events surrounding them. They don't even know they're changing events. They think it's the new norm, or actually the old norm. So we really have a challenge before us, but putting the facts out there, that's the first step, and that's what this book was all about. It it really is attempting to set the record straight and just look at, you know, the side of the equation of why would following the moral teaching of Jesus and the Catholic Church be so good for your emotional health, spiritual health, relational health, and marital health? And on the other hand, why would it be so bad if you disobeyed the moral teaching of Jesus? Why would it lead to steep increases? Like, we're talking doubling, tripling, quadrupling of depression, anxiety, substance abuse, familial tensions, panic disorders, suicidal contemplation and suicides.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're huge increases.
Exactly.
You know, when we go against it, why hasn't the culture allowed this to be put out there? Because it goes against their views of autonomous freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It goes against their views that traditional Christian and Catholic morality is a good thing. They want to brand it as a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
They want to give sexual license, autonomous freedom, the full breadth, you know, that you can almost, you know, turn us back to a hedonistic culture.
Mm-hmm.
in an odd way that, you know, would be repulsive really to the founding fathers, let alone Jesus and the early disciples.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's where we stand today, and my book, as I said, the attempt there is just to give totally secular surveys.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going at, you know, I do have a couple of religious ones, but by, you know, 95% of them are all university studies, archives of general psychiatry, Pew Foundation studies, et cetera, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
which are all secular organizations, which prove that point.
Exactly.
You know, if on any of these issues,
mm-hmm.
Transgenderism, homosexual lifestyle, post-abortion syndrome, premarital sex, cohabitation, number of sexual partners, longevity of marriage and family, et cetera, you go right through every single issue that the church teaches and really gets knocked around for, when you really look at it, those issues are central not only to our spiritual health, but to our sanity, our emotional
exactly.
sanity,
mm-hmm.
and to our relational and marital health.
Well, the universe was designed in a specific God-given righteous way. I mean, to the degree, let's go back very simply. I use this example constantly, the conversation between God and Cain. When God did not accept Cain's sacrifice, as you recall, he basically summed up very powerfully that if you do right, will it not go well for you? Well, you know, that's the bottom line. I mean, you're defying gravity, and this is where this culture is right now. It continues to get up on top of the roof, throw itself down on the ground, and then wonder why it's breaking its legs and getting all bruised up.
Absolutely. I mean, just look at the suicide rates and the
mm-hmm.
depression rates among young people before COVID,
mm-hmm.
right? In 10 years, young people, that is to say 20 years and under, young people were experiencing a 56% increase in suicides in just 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
63 to 64% depression for 64, anxiety for 63%, respectively. Increase in depression, anxiety, and a 22% increase in homicides,
mm-hmm.
Straight across the board. That's just in 10 years or younger.
Exactly.
Then COVID
mm-hmm.
basically doubles it because it's already building on a foundation of emotional instability. And now we want to just double down
mm-hmm.
and really let those statistics fly.
Oh, exactly. And look at the age group. The demography before was always, you know, as far as when it came to suicide rate, it was 30 plus, and it's been creeping lower and lower. The other day it was reported that we had an 8-year-old commit suicide.
Yeah.
This is pretty scary stuff where we are right now.
Pretty scary stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not just that, you know, these single instances where you see it, it's now becoming normative.
Yes.
And that's what's really worrying
mm-hmm.
people because, you know, when you really look at it, how could, you know, someone who's 8 years old get so, filled with despair, a lack of desire to live? And, you know, that movie, you know, that series, it was 13 Reasons Why that was
mm-hmm.
played by Netflix, you know, that series is just such a travesty because it gives these young people, sort of a justification to go out and commit suicide if they're feeling, you know, depressed, despairing. You know, you get a little bit bullied in the school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best thing to do is just kill yourself. Well, you know, these are the messages that are going out, but it's built on a foundation of, you know, the absence of religion and the absence of what I just call a traditional morality.
Right.
Morality that we all know in our conscience. So, I mean, some of these things about adultery and sexuality, this is in every culture. It's not just Jesus, and it's not just the Catholic Church. It's definitely, you know, built into our conscience.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So,
yeah, no. We know what's what.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Father Robert Spitzer, the author of the book, The Moral Wisdom of the Catholic Church. Stay with us. We've got more just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, I am Bill Martinez, and Father Robert Spitzer continues with us. He's the author of the book, The Moral Wisdom of the Catholic Church. Born in Hawaii, Father, I'm heading to Maui. Pray for me. I will be there on Saturday to visit my daughter and my two grandkids, and of course my son-in-law there. So there's always something special about Mele Kalikimaka about this time of year, right?
Absolutely. No, that's the good word for Merry Christmas in Hawaiian there, so it's great.
Yes, exactly. Well, Father's also the president of the Maja Center of Reason and Faith and the Spitzer Center. Talk courses on faith and reason, metaphysics, philosophy of God, philosophy of science to graduate and undergraduate students, as well at Georgetown University, Gonzaga, and other places of renown. Father, your book, The Moral Wisdom of the Catholic Church, interesting as you say that you used secular defenses to undergird the moral wisdom and reinforce that really when it all comes down to it, there is that moral compass that is in each of us that is almost inarguable. I mean, you have to be so ideologically fixed and kick at the goads to resist the wisdom of God, don't you?
Yeah, the very least, you know, if you were open to these secular studies, you know, for example, if you look at the transgenderism studies, so 10 years after sexual reassignment surgery, all of a sudden you see a 20 times, not a 20%, mm-hmm. a 20 times increase in suicides among that population. What would you think? You would think that, you know, that's incredible. So in other words, if the general population is like 1.6% suicides, mm-hmm. all of a sudden in that population, 10 years after a sexual reassignment surgery, you have a 35%, you know, suicide rate in that population. You'd be thinking, this is not healthy.
Exactly.
This is not a solution.
Well, why are these doctors doing harm? This is against their Hippocratic oath.
Absolutely. And you just have to wonder. And let's just suppose you just say, well, I don't like that study. It's half that number. Okay. It's only 20% or an 18% suicide rate in that population. It's still, you know, whatever it is, 10 times higher than the rest of the population. But of course it's not. It's really, mm-hmm. yeah, that also, by the way, that's not just U.S. statistics. That's also a big Swedish study. And of course in Sweden, which is very friendly to the transgender, that's probably a pretty fair statistic. Mm-hmm. So what are we talking about here? And you'd have to be really, really wanting, you know, to hide the truth, just to say, okay, that a homosexual lifestyle is not going to bring on increased rates of depression, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
These are studies not just in the U.S. but in Holland, you know, which is very open, right, to homosexual lifestyle. And you look at that and you say, oh my gosh, it's, you know, a 3 times increase in depression, a 3.5 times increase in anxiety rates, a 5 times increase in substance abuse, a 3.9% increase in panic disorders. And then you look at this one, you know, that there's going to be a 5 to 7 times increase in suicidal contemplation. 5 to 7 times increase in suicidal contemplation. I mean, that's 40% of the that population, you know, by comparison, mm-hmm. you know, with you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 8%, 7 to 8% in the general population.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here? I mean, this is, you know, it's a terrible, you know, indictment on the lifestyle. So,
well, not only the lifestyle, but also medicine and science that we are supposed to believe in. And of course, after COVID, I mean, all of a sudden, the credibility for science and doctors and hospitals has plummeted. And this is another contribution to that end. I mean, how do you allow this many people and a dramatic increase to say, oh, wait a minute, we got to slow down the bus here. And nobody's slowing down the bus. They're just, you know, going off the cliff en masse.
Yeah. Well, with the transgender lifestyle, Great Britain is slowing down the bus. Mm-hmm. I mean, they used to be right at the forefront of gender affirming therapies, you know, where you're giving hormones and so forth to kids, pre-adolescent kids. 11 years old, et cetera, in order to prevent them, get them ready, as it were, for sexual reassignment surgery when they reach puberty. Well, you look at, that was, Great Britain forefront of everybody, and now they have totally put the gear in reverse. They not just slow down. They're now doing a watch and wait instead of a general affirmation. Of course, the United States and all of its wisdom is going full speed ahead, certainly not looking at the experience of Great Britain. I'd say the British in this case are more prudent by far, in just slowing down the whole bus, taking this off of payment by the government, unless there are very specific rules that are met. They're watching, they're waiting. It's a whole different, it's starting to happen at least in some countries.
Well, here in the United States, I was looking at a report, gender reassignment surgeries garner the hospitals and doctors somewhere around $100,000 per. That's a lot of money. That's just like COVID. If you had a COVID death, that was $40,000. So whether you got hit, by a truck or whatever, if they could assign COVID in any way whatsoever, everybody was dying of COVID. And then, of course, you get the CDC after the fact. Here, all about 8-9 months ago, said, well, the actual number of people that died of COVID only was something about 3%, which is kind of a low number of, a flu season, death rate. So this is just, again, our science, we're smarter than this. This is unacceptable to accept this kind of behavior and to put particularly our young children, kids who are being groomed, as you say, Father. How disgusting that our public school system in particular would be grooming our children for this. And then on top of that, to add to it, we've got laws coming into, from on high, from the D.C. Beltway and state entities that are rewriting the rules of marriage, all under that guise, to open up pedophilia. And people being able to marry anything or whatever they feel like, from a goldfish to a goat, I guess.
Well, yeah, I sure hate to lay the, everything at the door of the medical establishment, et cetera, because a lot of doctors are resisting this, but it's a cultural move, in my view. I think, you've got a view of autonomous freedom and a view of sexual license in this culture that have become absolute values. Everything else is subordinated to it. And, the whole rhetoric, it's so trickily done. It's made to look so beautiful. You're being so open. And, I don't want to be judgmental of anybody. But I sure think it's, we can judge actions, behaviors, and lifestyles.
We're called to, Father. Father, we're called to judge these things. And the church really, more than, the church has always been that guiding light. And yes, there's been a lot of pressure to cancel the church, quiet them down. You've got now in the state of California, you've got medical tribunals that are going after doctors and saying, if you don't, if you don't follow the party line, your license is in jeopardy.
Yeah, no, that's right. It's really kind of, well, California's at the extreme, of course, but, but I don't want to lose hope. I really do think that, at some point people will listen to sense, and that's why I wrote the book. I basically wrote the book to say, here's what these studies say about these behaviors and lifestyles. Just look at it before you get into it. If you know somebody who's thinking about getting into it, let's face it, post-abortion syndrome has been covered over so well.
No question. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. When I talk with women who experienced an abortion, Father, they'll tell me, they'll say, oh, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 14. What does that tell you? Until the day they die, they carry the grief, the loss in their heart.
Yeah, 81% chance of much greater psychological anxiety if you have an abortion rather than not having one or not being pregnant.
Father Robert Spitzer has been our guest, author of The Moral Wisdom of the Catholic Church. You need to get your hands on this book. This is, a secular analysis, secular data that is proving the very thing that people of faith and morality have been saying. Father, thank you for being with us.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor. such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's Election Day again in Georgia, as the final Senate seat will be determined between Republican Herschel Walker and Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock. The federal government has delayed its enforcement of Real ID by 2 years, giving Americans more time to get ID cards that comply with the security requirements. DHS announced the full enforcement date will be pushed from May of 2023 to May of 2025.
Wait, we just ran off of the Justice of the Peace before we could change our minds. We're a little bit crazy, aren't we?
Yeah, she's a whole lot crazy, and I'm not at all. That averages out to just a little.
Two-time Emmy-winning actress of the classic sitcom Cheers and the comedy Veronica's Closet, Kirstie Alley, has died. She was 71. Her passing was announced Monday night by her children. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. DeRoy Murdoch is with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
I'm terrific. We made it through Turkey Day okay. We're off the tryptophan coma and not staggering so much anymore. So we survived it, huh?
Yeah, it's always good to enjoy the food coma. That's always fun. And now, of course, we've got the great long march between now and New Year's Day, where we all try to see if we can close our belts without them exploding.
Well, it's all the holiday cookies, you know, the holiday sweets and everything else. And I'm doing everything I can to just, you know, I don't even think about it. And here I bring it up and talk about it. I'm just being vulnerable with you. So maybe you can encourage me to stay away. Oh, my goodness.
It's just funny. Yeah, well, I wish you good luck with that. Let's see how that all turns out. And yeah, maybe you ought to wish me the same. Yeah, I like the meat. I like the poultry. I love the steak. The Christmas drinks are lovely, and as you mentioned, all the cakes and cookies and stuff are fantastic.
And of course, all brought together with, you know, great holiday company that you can socialize with, and all good fun and everything like that. So,
I guess the best thing about it is we only do it for 1 month. If we did 12 months a year, I think we'd all be in big trouble.
Oh yeah, our GDP would go right straight in the tank.
The GDP would shrink and our waste would expand.
Exactly. There is some corresponding relationship about this. Hey, early voting, obviously, well underway in Georgia. And I just, I'm concerned, DeRoy, because I have this sense that there just seems to be this laissez-faire attitude from conservatives and Republicans regarding Herschel Walker and Warnock. I mean, there's a lot riding here that there should be some heavy enthusiasm for Herschel Walker, and I'm not picking up on it. Am I missing something?
I'm afraid you're not. I think people are just really lackadaisical about this, and the sense is, well, we lost the Senate, so who cares? You know, it's like if you're in a baseball game and it's the bottom of the ninth, and, you know, the other team's ahead, you know, home team's got 3 points, they've got 11, so if they put a 12th run on the board, who cares? Oh, well, whatever, we'll go home and sulk. No, this is really the choice between either a 50-50 Senate if Walker wins, when you will have a power-sharing agreement between Chuck Schumer and the Democrats and Mitch McConnell and the Republicans, and they will sit down and negotiate whatever they have to so that Republicans in an evenly split Senate are properly represented with the powers and the rights that they should have. With the committee split 50-50, and if somebody is an appointee for some position at the Department of Health and Human Services or Department of Justice, and the Health and Welfare Committee or the Judiciary Committee deadlock right down the middle, that person isn't getting out of committee. And then there are ways you can try to get them on the floor to for a vote, but that requires a lot of other parliamentary procedures, and that takes extra time and it slows everything down. Now, if Warnock wins, rather than a 50-50 Senate, you're going to have a full control by the Democrats of the 51-49 Senate split. That means that the committees will have a majority of Democrats. They will also have more money, more staff. All sorts of things can get out of committee on a party line vote. Mm-hmm. That means more crazy nominees from Joe Biden getting from the White House nominating them to the Senate committees, putting them on the Senate floor, and more quickly, more of these people getting approved and put into place the bureaucracy. More judges getting moved along more quickly if they can bounce right out of the Judiciary Committee and be brought up for votes without having to have these discharge efforts to get them on the Senate floor through extraordinary means. And basically, more of the Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, far left agenda will get implemented or will
exactly
pass through the Senate anyway.
Right.
Than if we have Herschel Walker there to stop it. And also, if Walker is there, I like to say that Herschel Walker is the gateway drug to the Joe Manchin veto.
Yes.
Herschel Walker puts, with a 50-50 Senate, puts Joe Manchin in a position, once again, to say to Chuck Schumer, look, you don't have my vote on this. This is too crazy. This goes too far. And either these various ideas die, or at least they get whittled down to where they're not as expensive and not as onerous. So there's a lot at stake. This isn't just, we're going to suffer. Let's suffer a little bit more. We're going to suffer a lot more if we don't help Herschel Walker win the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, for all that everybody was, hoping for in terms of a red wave, and there were glimpses of red waves that took place because of the policies, the exact thing that you just cited that people were so frustrated about. It's like, wait a minute, you're happy living with gas prices the way they are? You're happy with living with a recession, an undeclared recession, but the people on the street know that we're dealing with recession. The inflation continues to go through the roof, and our borders remain open. And though this administration continues to say, no, they're closed, we're doing a great job, we're managing it, and you
never
go,
what?
No, yeah, it's like, please. And as if that's not enough, then we have that looming prospect of 85,000 additional IRS agents with guns and ammo knocking on your door.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, it's even worse. It's 87,000, actually.
Oh, 87. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I wish we were 85. It's 87,000. And look, Raphael Warnock, who is the Democrat, far-left, radical Democrat in that Senate seat, the one who Herschel Walker needs to defeat next Tuesday, he voted for 87,000 IRS agents. He voted against a measure introduced by Mike Crapo, senator from Idaho, and that would have said that these new IRS agents may not spend any money to audit people who make less than $400,000 a year. Warnock voted against that and said, yeah, go ahead and audit people making $300,000 a year, $100,000 a year, $50,000 a year, $40,000 a year. Go ahead and audit those people. Yeah, let's go ahead and stick 87,000 new IRS agents on those middle-class taxpayers. And the same day when all these amendments were being voted on last August, he voted against a measure that said that Biden could not hire these 87,000 IRS agents until he hired 18,000 brand new Border Patrol agents. So in one 24-hour period, he voted against 18,000 new Border Patrol agents, 487,000
brand new IRS agents, and four audits aimed against or targeted against American taxpayers making less than $400,000 a year. That's what's on the ballot on Tuesday in Georgia, and that's the kind of left-wing radical Democrat who needs to be sent back to Atlanta to return to the private sector and put Herschel Walker in, who can present and promote conservative Republican limited government ideas and principles in the Senate.
Exactly. I mean, Warnock is that rubber stamp. I mean, you know, for Schumer and for Joe Biden, if he's going to be a rubber stamp, I mean, how does that represent Atlanta, you know, Georgia?
You know, not very well. And there are a lot of conservative, middle of the road, moderate people, Republicans, independents, thinking Democrats are going to be very ill served, not by middle of the road Democrat, but by a far left Democrat who has a 96% of the time votes with Joe Biden. He has earned an F as in failure from the National Taxpayers Union in terms of his fiscal irresponsibility. And he says he's a moderate Democrat. Well, he's a moderate Democrat with an 8% rating from the American Conservative Union. Zero is most liberal, 100 is most conservative. And he's not, you know, 30, 40, 50%. He's all the way down at 8%. So this idea that I've heard people say, oh, Raphael Warnock, you know, he's a bipartisan guy, middle of the road, centrist, is just a lie, L-I-E, a lie. These people are lying. He's a far, far left Democrat. And I wish he'd be honest and say, yeah, I'm a far left radical Democrat, vote for me. But instead, he's talking about what a centrist he is, which is just utter garbage.
And it's amazing because where's the mainstream media, you know, supposedly the harbingers of truth, to bring to light his clear record? I mean, the data is empirical, inarguable, but yet he's lying about his position and go, wait a minute, you know, you walk like a duck, talk like a duck, you smell like a duck. No, you're not a goat, you're a duck.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Right?
It's a duck named Raphael Warnock, a left-wing duck at that. Yeah, this is the typical thing. You know, the media don't. First of all, they don't encourage people to look at vote records because we do discover that these people who are supposed moderates don't, you know, don't vote in the center. And they promote this whole mythology of the middle-of-the-road moderate centrist Democrat. And they point to people like Kyrsten Sinema, who's got an ACU rating of, I think, about 13. Joe Manchin, I think, has about 27, which is a little better, but still not, you know, it really that much in the middle.
But that's about the highest, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Joe Manchin is right-wing as it gets, which is 27, which is only halfway to 50 if that's the middle of the road.
Right.
So he's, you know, he's left. He's not crazy left. I describe him as center-left. He's center-left, and everybody else in the Democratic caucus has an American Conservative Union rating of 20% or below. And if you think about left, center, center-right, right, each of those being a quintile or 20%, then you think center would be either center, center left, somewhere in there.
Our audience to think about that as we go to quick break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, our conversation with the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch, continues. So, DeRoy, I guess to put a ribbon around this Herschel Walker-Warnock race here is that this is critical. I mean, we cannot be laissez-faire about it. So much is hinging on it, just as you cited quite clearly. The other thing is that we're talking two more years, and what impact would that have on the 2024 election in just one Senate seat?
Oh, a lot. You know, the thing is, it would be bad enough if this were a U.S. House seat. We could say, all right, well, you know, if Warnock wins on Tuesday, God forbid, you'll get him, go back and get him in 2 years. No, this is a U.S. Senate seat, which lasts for 6 years. And so if Warnock wins the seat on Tuesday, he's going to be there until early 2029. That's a long time to spend a lot of money, raise taxes, introduce regulations, and otherwise make the American people poorer, less free, and more miserable. And also, when it comes to 2024 and subsequent elections, if the Democrats have that seat, that's one less seat they need in order to maintain or regain the majority. Conversely, if Herschel Walker's there for 6 years, that puts us one seat closer to a Republican majority in the next election or the next two elections thereafter. I also would say if Herschel Walker wins, which I hope happens on Tuesday, and by the way, if you want to help, go to teamherschel.com. You can make donations or otherwise assist. If he wins on Tuesday, that means that he will be in place in a 50-50 Senate, and if, God forbid, any of the Democrats get sick or pass away or are unable to do their duties or get arrested and sent to jail, whatever it is, and if you have a Republican governor will replace that senator immediately, and guess what? It goes from a 50-50 split Senate to 50-51-49 Republican Senate, and all of a sudden Republicans take control of the Senate. And how about that? And then you'd have a Republican Congress. Both the Senate and the House will be Republican. And then that means pretty much anything and everything that Joe Biden wishes to do will come to a complete screeching halt.
Right.
And you also can have Senate investigations as well as House investigations of Biden and company and all that. So it really puts the Democrats in a situation where they will have essentially a shared control of the Senate and B, really, you know, one vote away from losing their majority. If they're at 51-49, they'd have to have two people have to leave because of an inability to do their responsibilities, and also have Republican governors who would replace Republican senators. Mm-hmm. I think that's extremely unlikely. The first scenario is not likely, but it is possible. So, you know, hoping not hoping that these people are ill, but should such a thing happen, you want the GOP to be in a position to benefit from it. And the way to do that is to elect Herschel Walker to U.S. Senate.
Exactly. I mean, they already got John Fetterman. I mean, what else do they want here? I mean, you know, so, you know, the Senate is already a little sketchy. Just saying, you know.
Senator Potato.
Yeah, exactly. What did you make of this, our favorite press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, the other day says, regarding Elon Musk and Twitter, that the White House is certainly keeping an eye on Elon Musk and Twitter. What are they doing keeping an eye on him?
That was a little ominous. Now, I don't know if they mean that they're just, you know, every now and then they check Twitter and see what he's had to say, or if it's something more ominous, which is some sort of surveillance or monitoring or something like that. I wouldn't put any of that past these people. Yes. There is a creeping totalitarian sense about the Democrats in general and the Biden administration in particular. These are people who, as you may recall, when parents complained about things going on at their school boards, the Department of Justice declared them, quote, domestic terrorists, unquote, and began surveilling these people, sticking the FBI on them. These are American citizens going before school boards, which they have every right to do, and raise concerns, ask questions, and the response from the Biden administration is, okay, we've got you now under a microscope. The same group of people who evidently FBI agents went to Facebook and Twitter and said, oh, when the Hunter Biden laptop story comes on, you know, we want you to clamp down on it and so on. These are people on college campuses, the left, who hear that some conservative thinker or a scholar, politician, whatever, is going to come on campus, and rather than say, okay, let's sit in the audience and ask him tough questions afterwards, they say, okay, you know, shut the thing down. We don't put this person here, and lean on the administration to cancel the event, so that person isn't even allowed to speak and present ideas. Then, of course, let the students and others challenge them and poke holes in everything the person's got to say. Exactly. So there's a real totalitarian sense about the modern Democrat Party and the idea of them engaging in some kind of surveillance or monitoring of Elon Musk and the new Twitter. It would disappoint and disgust me, but wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah. You know, you write about the let's rush to misjudgment. How they do this, I mean, it is like immediately, and we're talking gun control, whatever it is that we're, you know, any good crises, you know, that they can find, boy, I'll tell you, they go where, you know, even fools, you know, are at least reticent, but not the Democrats. They just run right into it. They blame racism, sexism, homophobic, conservatives, MAGA, GOP for the Colorado Springs shooting, the Paul Pelosi attack, the evil Covington, Kentucky boys attacking American Indian, Kyle Rittenhouse's rampage, of course, Gabby Gifford shooting. I mean, stop me when you've heard enough, because this is what they do, right?
They do, yeah, and they do it immediately. I mean, you saw with this Colorado Springs shooting a couple weeks ago, about 10 days ago, whenever it was, tragic situation, 5 dead, 25 injured, I think. And immediately, oh, MAGA Republican, homophobe, somebody who hates transgender people, and on and on and on and on. And then guess what? It turns out the shooter declares that they are the pronouns, they, them. I don't know if you say is or are. I'm not quite sure how to conjugate the verb. They is by non-binary, I guess is what to say that. And doesn't go by the term either Mr. or Miss or Ms., but Mix, MX. Mr. Jones or Ms. Jones. It's Mix Jones or whatever the person's name was. I forget the name at the moment. It turns out that this wasn't some, Trump-supporting homophobic shooter. This is a non-binary person who uses the pronouns they, them, and goes by Mix, MX. And then you've got the Paul Pelosi attack with a hammer in San Francisco about maybe a month, five weeks ago. And that also was, oh, clearly this is somebody who hates Paul Pelosi, must be a January 6th Trump supporter. And guess what? David DePape, I think is his name, turns out to be an illegal alien, homeless person who lives in a bus in Berkeley with a bunch of other radical nudists Mm-hmm. And at their facility, they've got a flag on one side in Berkeley that says Black Lives Matter, another flag, which is the Gay Pride Progress flag. Again, typical Trump voter.
Mm-hmm.
And the Covington boys from Kentucky, you know, they were the ones who were in standing in front of the Lincoln Memorial, evidently attacking this poor American Indian who was just there enjoying the sights. Well, thankfully, that somebody shot the scene from a different angle, and you see this American Indian guy with a drum walk right up to the young man, Nick Sandman, and start banging this drum in his face. And he stood there. He didn't lash out at him. He said, he wrote it beautifully. Look it up online. CNN has his statement about what happened. He said, I sat there with a slight smile on my face to try to disarm the situation, keep things calm, keep from getting any worse. And eventually the bus pulled up. They got on the bus and went home to Kentucky. And instantly hear that these right-wing MAGA Republican Trump supporters were attacking this American Indian and on and on and on. And the video showed exactly opposite. They stood there. They're singing songs. He stepped in towards them. And finally, you know, the press was very embarrassed after some of them had called for them to be beaten up. Somebody on the left said that they should be raped. Somebody else used to work for Disney, who's actually a Disney producer, did this little drawing of Nick Sandman and the other guys being dropped into a wood chipper. And on the other side, you see like blood and bones squirting out the other side. So this is what these people do. They immediately try to tar people on the right. And I think they did it just sort of out of sloppiness. I think they do it deliberately. They attack us. If it turns out that we did these things, then we're embarrassed. That never is the case. It turns out that it's the other side. At that point, several days later, you hear, no, these weren't right-wingers. These are actually left-wing people. Mm-hmm. There was no truth to this. But by then, 330 million people have heard that the Trump-supporting mega-mega right has done terrible things.
Exactly.
And the correction comes out days later, you know, buried in the back of the paper, barely mentioned on the news, and the smear sticks. It's like the skunks all raise their tails. They squirt their stench on us, and then
exactly.
We try to scrub it off, and maybe we take it off several days later. But for 2 or 3 days, everyone thinks, God, those guys really smell, don't they?
Right. Well, and that's the narrative that goes out there. Maxine Waters, I mean, they never apologize. Hillary Clinton never apologized. You know, it just goes on and on. Peter Strzok, I mean, they make all these statements about fellow American citizens demeaning, you know, half of the country, doing everything they can to invalidate. Why? Because we disagree. I mean, you know, all of a sudden disagreement is such an offense that, you know, they shouldn't even be breathing the same air as you. I mean, this is absurd. I mean, this is the total commitment to dumbing down the electorate. Because when you squash speech, and we've seen this time and time again, the data is empirical, you render people stupid. I mean, there is a push from the left, and particularly the Democratic Party, to negate and to really mediocritize the electorate and dumb us down. I mean, it's bad enough we put our kids in, you know, COVID jail for 2.5 years and dumbed them down. And along with it, the labor force, when we said, hey, don't go to work. Don't work on your skills. Just stay at home, watch TV, and we'll send you money. And what's going to happen, DeRoy, when it's time for our labor force to come back with, you know, with some intensity? I mean, look for workplace injuries and all kinds of other things to go up. Just saying.
Yeah, won't people handle the machines because they've been staring at their phones and
even like
zoning out on Netflix for two and a half, 3 years.
So explain. I mean, you got a nudist, an avowed nudist with a hammer. Where does he hang that hammer? He's got no belt. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Always a joy, DeRoy. Take care, buddy.
Okay, joy is mine.
You got it.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly.
Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits.